Mal Smith on this end of your life. It's OFM with Gold. It's my very last Fierce Flits from the OFM Odeon. And we're going to get serious for a little bit. The production is titled Actually, and you do not have to miss. This is still at the Kunsttrust Rep Theater this afternoon, 3:30. Tomorrow, which is Saturday, at 6:30. It does have a 16-plus age restriction, and we're going to deep dive into that today. I'm joined by Caitlin Forbay, director. Welcome, Caitlin.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Trevane Weber, you Hi. Are Tom. Hello, morning. Hey. And Tando Masilela, you are Amber. Welcome.
Hi.
Oh, guys, what a voice. Welcome to OFM.
Thank you.
Actually is really important. This is about student life. I guess it's something that not only happens in student life, but specifically in this context. It's something that students are often faced with. As director, what do you want this production to teach society?
So I would hope that audience walk away with a feeling of a subjectivity, that they make the choice for themselves who they believe, and they address their own internal biases with whether they believe the woman or whether they believe the man. But more importantly, to walk away with a better understanding of what consent actually is, that it's not just yes or no, that there can be an in-between. If the girl for chance says actually, what are we going to do then? How do we approach that then? These are the sort of conversations we need to start having with the youth. That's what I would love to achieve with this.
Have you ever attended a theater production where the audience was the jury? Because in this case they are, and the play is the trial. Have you been involved with something like that before?
No, personally I haven't. Not on the South African, in the South African circuit, so it is a little bit new. Hearing style productions are a very English, European, potentially American thing. So I am kind of excited to bring that here to the Free State.
And the two bringing all of that to life is Trevane and Tando. Perhaps we start with you, Trevane. When you hear the word consent, what do you think that should mean?
Ah, an easy question. I think number one, it's two people being on the same page, right? And that's kind of what the play is discussing, is that these two characters who both of them thought they were on the same page, but they just weren't. They had different interpretations of what the situation was and how that situation occurred. And yeah, so I think mostly what I'm trying to get at is that it's about communication, and it's about being honest with one another, and it's about being mature enough to talk about things that are difficult in order to be on that same page.
Now, Tando, you are obviously Amber in the play. What message do you have for Amber? Because she's obviously learning a whole bunch of things in this production.
Thank you so much. I had a big challenge with this character. But what message do I have for all the Ambers is, speaking out is not something you should be ashamed of. It's actually a very brave thing to do, to be able to speak out and say, regardless of whether or not you feel like you may not be believed. I think it's a big step within your own self-improvement and development, to be able to go up to someone and tell them that ABC did me wrong, and be heard and felt, and not be pushed along the side or be another, oh, me too, or you know what I'm saying? Mm. So, I think it's brave to speak up. It's brave to be honest about how you feel. And I think that's the message I'd have for most Ambers out there, is that you are brave. And it's a scary thing to do. And I think that's what makes you brave, to be able to do that, to speak up while you're scared.
For me, I've not seen the play, but the first thing I thought of was that intimacy is such a personal journey for every couple, irrespective of what the couple looks like and where they are in their journey in life. The question is asked, was it consensual or not? To get the answer, I'm going to ask you to go and watch Actually. I'm joined by Trevane Weber, he's Tom, and Tando Masilela, Amber, also Caitlin Forbay as director, joining us. You guys are youngsters bringing this production to life. Firstly, that is amazing. We need to get everyone on the same page. And I think it's wonderful that you guys are young and energetic and still tackling a very serious topic. Working with the text, Caitlin, this is obviously an acclaimed writer's work.
Yes.
What were some of your challenges, or why did you decide that this text is the one?
So when I initially read it, it was a very American script. But the thing is, we have to understand that consent and sexual intimacy is such a global topic, so it was easy to bring it into the South African space. It just took a little bit of adjusting in terms of South Africanizing it, the references that we make. We have a lot of South African humor in it. We also did a race swap between the characters to bring it home, because at the end of the day, gender and race, it's intersectional in nature. So it was really important that we kind of have the full South African context of it. In terms of the struggle, it was just addressing the matter in a way that audience will really leave thinking about it, and not to re-traumatize an audience, but rather to have them have a little bit more of a critical outlook on the subject.
To get the answer on whether it was consensual or not, you can decide, as the audience is the jury and the play is the trial, at the Kunstenaarrep Theatre this afternoon, 3:30. You guys ready for action? Trevane, 3:30 is around the corner. You guys ready for that?
Yeah, as I'll ever be.
What is your little vocal warm-up? What do you do, like...
We do some tongue twisters a lot of the time. We also just do a lot of like physical warm-ups, but really... what gets me into character and what gets me there is one can of Monster Energy.
Oh, that's really funny. Caitlin, Trevane, and Thando, thank you for sharing this story, for bringing it to the Vrystaat Arts Festival, and just for your energy and passion. It's really appreciated and seen. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
Get your tickets and web tickets. That's Thando, Trevane, and Caitlin. The production, actually.